Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of September 5th, 2011. This issue has a cover story on feedstock volatility. Producers and consumers of chemicals have been coping with a period of unparalleled volatility in feedstock prices ever since the oil price spike of 2007. Along the whole value chain, there has been pressure to maintain margins by passing feedstock price hikes on to downstream customers. How successful this can be achieved depends on the health of the downstream demand to the end consumer. For many in the industry, 2010 and 2011 have seen continually improving trading conditions with healthy demand allowing price hikes to be passed through, albeit with a time lag. Nevertheless, there comes a point where demand destruction is a danger through product substitution or a decision to cease manufacturing. Read ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. The September 5th issue continues with an article asking how chemical purchasers are dealing with lean supplier inventories. Purchasers of chemicals in today's market must deal with lean supply inventories as well as increasing volatility. What tools are they using to ensure cost-efficient supply? We follow that article with an examination of the new procurement challenges chemical companies face, including the decline in the advantages of buying goods from low-cost countries. On a more upbeat note, ICE's Chemical Business then looks at the new chemical renaissance. Significant social and economic forces are reshaping chemical markets, creating new opportunities via portfolio and product innovation. North America's changing feedstock slate will alter competitive positions in the global chemical market and drive consolidation and transformation in Asia. In this issue's regular columns, there is a look at benzene in China. Prices are expected to stay soft as derivative demand remains low and sluggish, at least until new downstream capacity starts in 2012. Then I contributed an article taking a look at polypropylene. Despite concerns that a second economic recession might be around the corner, many chemical companies have faith in the ongoing recovery of the automotive sector, especially polypropylene producers. More than 145 pounds of polypropylene goes into the average U.S. car, 120 pounds in European or Asian cars, and 95 pounds for Latin American vehicles. And one producer points out that there's room for growth. The push is to continue to get more mileage, and to do that, you're going to have to look at polymers such as polypropylene to get there, he said. Pick up the latest issue to find out more. Then in Asia, unplanned outages have driven up the price of paraxylene, and that has impacted purified terephthalic acid, increasing margin pressure, but the situation is about to change. We also have an article looking at price hikes expected for caustic soda due to low inventories, tight supply, and healthy market demand. All this and so much more can be found in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. Pick up your copy today. Thanks for listening and good night.